What is also interesting is that in a letter to the committee, Robbins said that the body that conducts vetting considered Mandelson, quote, a borderline case, and was also, quote, leaning towards recommending that clearance be denied. And he added that this was not related to Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex offender. So the question beckons is, you know, what does it refer to? But clearly, political masters, Downing Street, putting pressure on the Foreign Office that, as we know, in the end, and indeed Sir Oli Robbins, who is satisfied with his decision, gave that clearance to Lord Mandelson to occupy what is the highest post in British diplomacy, that of UK ambassador to Washington.
All right, so Benedict, where does this leave Keir Starmer?
Well, it leaves him more damaged, more weakened, basically, and certainly Kemi Badenoch, who called late last night for an emergency debate that has just got underway in the House of Commons. She, during this testimony, these 2.5 hours this morning, actually tweeted, and she, her basic conclusion is that the evidence this morning was devastating, that it shows the not at all a respect from Downing Street for what is constantly referred to by Sir Oli Robbins as national security.